Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Right here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And of course, by telephone today, we have Brad Finstad, the president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. It's great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So last week, we talked about the upshot of the election and the fact that it's changed everything at the Minnesota legislature. Now we have a Republican-controlled House and Senate and a Democratic governor. So not sure if that means more gridlock or not, but there certainly is a lot of business to still get done that was left undone last year. I mean, we're halfway through November. Is there still the possibility for a special session before the end of the year?
That's the $38 billion question for whatever our state budget is. Yeah, so, you know, right now, if they were to call a special session in the next couple days, it would be the governor and Senator Tom Bach and Speaker Kurt Dowd negotiating these bills to get through the legislature, whereas you come into January in the new legislature, you're going to have Senator Bach step aside, and the new Senate Majority Leader will be elected from the Republicans, and the dynamics completely change on some of those issues.
Well, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of incentive for Kurt Dowd to come to the table there, but does he not have a choice with the governor making the call, or what?
Well, it's, you know, this governor has proven to not be afraid to take the bully pulpit and to scream from the highest mountaintops when some of these issues are really important or hurting Minnesotans. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. You know, the other thing that we have to consider, I would assume that the legislature and the governor will consider, is that we have a state and a country that is just off the heels of one of the craziest election cycles that we've seen in our lifetime. So the appetite for politics and fighting, and I have a feeling that people are going to want to take a vacation from that for a little while. So they're going to have to consider a lot of those soft sides of politics with it too, you know, the messaging and the, you know, how do you build consensus and how do you come across looking as a statesman and a leader?
Well, it's a tall order still.
It is, but that's why we pay them the big bucks, which is another interesting topic because the constitutional amendment did pass in Minnesota, which will now turn the legislative pay decision over to an independent council. So maybe we will be paying them too much. Who knows? This independent council will decide.
Well, on the one side, it was these legislators should be held accountable by making that vote, right? That's an accountability piece. On the other hand, it's kind of weird when you're voting for your own pay increase. You know, so this sort of takes it out of their hands and puts it in the hands of hopefully a group of people that make wise decisions with taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, that's the other side of the argument. You know, the question of putting unelected officials in charge of spending state resources. You know, who the governor and the Supreme Court appoints for the board or the council, and just to see the work of the council and where that goes.
Well, I was just about to ask you who makes that appointment, and you just answered my question. Well, Brad, always a treat to have you on the show.
Yep, thank you.
Brad Finstad is the president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.